This is the Green Party of the United States Steering Committee call on the 28th of January. This is Judy Grage, the secretary. The facilitator is David Gary, and I will let him take it away.
Okay. I'm going to take the roll call. Chris Blankenhorn, are you present?
David, hold on a minute. I just got a text from Daryl. He needs someone to send the phone to him because he can't find that agenda I sent this morning. If someone could do that, that would be nice.
It just went to the SD list because I was having problems too. And Hillary answered. Thank you, Hillary.
No problem.
But Jody, I don't have that email today. Nothing.
I'll text Daryl.
So maybe none of us got it or some of us got it because I didn't get that one.
Me either.
I just looked in just to see because I was going to.
I don't remember getting another email this morning.
Okay.
We're waiting for Daryl, right?
Daryl and Chris.
Chris is here.
I'm here.
Oh, Chris is here. Great.
So we have Chris Blankenhorn is present. Michael Dennis. Darlene
present.
Elias. No Darlene yet. Gloria Matera.
Gloria's on. Maybe she just went on mute.
Okay.
Thank you, Hillary.
You have to ask me something or just asking me? Oh, sorry.
It's roll call.
Present.
Andrea Morita. No Andrea. Daryl Mock.
Yes, Moke, I'm here.
Moke, thank you, sir.
Yeah, no problem.
Secretary Jody Grage.
I'm here.
Treasurer Hillary Kane.
Here.
And observers, we currently have Tamara Yeager. Is Starlene Rankin on? Okay. We have quorum. The next item is additions and revisions to the agenda. The stack is open.
Jody Stack.
Go ahead, Jody.
I have a request to inquire about Green Pages delivery, so that can be item B under new business.
Are there any concerns with adding Green Pages delivery to new business?
Yeah, this is Daryl. I don't think that needs to be a steering committee issue. I think it just needs to be something that's talked about between myself and the staff and the person that has an issue. And if it's a bigger steering committee issue, we can deal with it then. But right now, it's not.
Jody Stack?
Go ahead, Jody.
That's fine. And can you let the steering committee know what has happened? Because I at least want to order some Green Pages and would like to know when is an effective time to do that. Over.
No problem.
So this item will not be added. Is that correct?
Twinkle.
Unless other people want to discuss it. I mean, I don't think we need to, but others may think we do.
Okay. Are there any other additions or revisions to tonight's agenda? Silence is golden. Hearing none, we'll move on to new business, 10 minutes. And we have one item, and that's George Martin's resignation from the steering committee. And the stack is open.
Jody's back.
Go ahead, Jody.
George, I sent out a schedule for the elections and didn't receive any suggestions for changing it. So that is one of the issues to be discussed, and the other is to get in the minutes what the liaison assignments are. So what I posted was George's resignation will take effect on the 1st of February unless rescinded after the next scheduled GPUS FC call on 28 January. The nomination period could begin on 2nd February and close on 22 February, with the election proposal on the agenda for the 25 February FC call. The proposal would be on the regular schedule and enter the voting queue on Monday, March 5th for 2-week discussion and 1-week vote.
Okay, I have Daryl on the stack. Does anyone else wish to be on the stack? Go ahead, Daryl.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I think Mike put something out. I don't know if you adjusted the thing that it actually begins a week after he posted it. So he had an extra week for a possible rescinding of that. So it won't, I think your timeline is accurate, except it might have to push back a week, but I don't know if you're accounted for that yet already.
Jody Stack?
Go ahead, Jody.
It seems what I accounted for was the 1 week, and then so the week would end on the 1st of February.
Okay.
So
great.
That...
Make it a note.
It's hard for me to hear you, Daryl. Can you speak up a bit? So were you...
Oh,
were
I was
you...
saying that's okay. I was just making a note about it. So if you did it, that's great. That's it.
Yes, I did that. Yes.
Does anyone else wish to comment on this subject? The stack is clear currently.
Jody Stack?
Go ahead, Jody.
I am seeing my... The liaison assignments that George has are, hang on a second here. Well, I will list the, oh, here it is. The liaison assignments that George has are the Animal Rights Committee, the International Committee, and the Outreach Committee. So I will list those just so we have that in the minutes for future consideration.
Does anyone else wish to be on the stack? Hearing none, we'll move on. Go ahead, Daryl.
Yeah, I was just going to say in regards to that, I don't know that we're in a crisis where we have to try to reassign those now. We're going to have to elect a new person, and we might want to see who's elected and what their interests are. We may have more than just that to shuffle to accommodate that new person. So we should hold off a minute. And, in the interim, many of us are certain groups, maybe not all of them, but if there's a need, they can contact Jody. You could just tell them if there's a need, they can send something to you, and then one of us will, who has the time, will take it up with them.
That sounds like a good idea.
Okay. Does anyone else wish to speak on this subject? The stack is clear.
So, Gloria Stack?
Go ahead, Gloria.
So, just on the process, is that nomination, call for nominations get put out. I think someone said this and I got distracted, so I'll apologize for that. But does just go out, does Jody put that out as just straight call for nominations?
Yes.
Okay.
And I will not do that till, I'll get that ready after the 28th and get it out probably shortly before the 2nd state what the nomination period is and the rest of the schedule.
Thank you.
Does anyone have any comments or questions regarding George Martin's resignation or the process of electing a new replacement? Hearing none, we'll move on to Section 3, Standing Business. And there's 35 minutes for this and 10 minutes for the Treasurer's Report. Hillary, go ahead.
Well, I just emailed out the financials. So the good news is I didn't freak out and have to transfer money when I logged in tonight, which often happens. So we have, and mostly because I haven't bothered to yet move things around, though I have actually started to calculate what does need to move. The reserve fund is that business savings, which is the first line, which is holding steady at around $74,000. The next one is the account that we spend money out of. And for whatever reason, our checking account is divided into two parts, the one that money goes out of and the one that money comes in. And the one that money goes out of is $17,000, and the one that money comes in is $20,000. You know what? I'm not still logged in, so I don't have the back of the napkin, you know, how much that adds up together. And how it compares to what I reported 2 weeks ago, but my gut says that it's roughly equivalent, which is good. The only other thing, I don't remember what I reported last time, but the Finance Committee is doing a little bit of internal auditing, you know, trying to make sure that someone's actually looking over my shoulders. And also, we have a pretty extensive set of files that I've created in the Google Drive, which is now in the Standing Committee folders Google Drive. So if I decided to up and quit or get hit by a bus or some other thing, we'll not have to start from scratch. Not that I'm planning on any of those things. And I think that's it. I did have a couple of payroll snafus that I worked out with the staff. So I don't know if any of that trickled back to you, Daryl, but because I worked with the payroll company to basically back end all the cash stipends that had been given when we didn't yet have the health reimbursement plan, and to sort of do it so that they were retroactively paying the taxes. Whatever they set up kept going into the new year for the first January payroll, and I noticed it after the fact, so then that got corrected in the next payroll. So the staff were all shorted a little bit, not actually, like a couple hundred dollars a piece, unfortunately, in their first paychecks, but then it was made up for in their next paychecks. And then there was something else. Oh, the other thing that's really frustrating, and I'm sorry, but I made a $400 mistake in that, and A, it's because I'm not an accountant, and B, I also get the sense this is actually a brand new rule. So BenePay, our payroll company, automatically process W-2s, as they should, but the health reimbursement account that we selected requires a special kind of reporting on the W-2. And so even though the reimbursements go through BenePay and that would be reported correctly, apparently and it is brand new this year, there has to be a report of the amount of money they were eligible for, which BenePay wouldn't have that information. So unfortunately, they have to do amended W-2s at $75 a piece, which is a crock of shit, but anyway. So luckily there's only 5 employees, but that's, I'm kind of kicking myself, but I mean, no, I don't think I would have had, there was no way I would have known. So that's the only thing that's going on in the payroll world, and everything else seems to be humming along. I sent out the annual meeting, the finances for the annual meeting, which might be a separate item on the agenda, but that is finally done. FEC reports were filed today. All that stuff.
Are you over?
I think so.
Okay. Did I hear Daryl on the stack?
You did.
Okay. I have Daryl on the stack. Does anyone else wish to be on the stack? Hearing no one, go ahead, Daryl.
Yeah, so Jody, based on what you...
Daryl?
Daryl, we just lost you.
I think he muted
you. Guys still hear me?
Now you're back.
Okay, something happened and I was hearing the lady talking to me. Hillary, based on what you had said, I think then it comes out to around 111,000 between the two accounts. I'm not looking at it either, but based on the numbers you said, it's roughly in that area combined all the accounts. I think what we don't know, you didn't report on whether or not there's anything in the PayPal that needs to be transferred, and David usually does that pretty regularly. So that still might need to happen as of right now because of the end of the month donation. Like that. Regarding the W-2s, I would say that you could argue with Benepay that if there's another thing that is supposed to be there, that they shouldn't have completed the W-2s until they had all the parts together, and if they didn't have it, they should have notified you that they needed it. So for them to just do it without it, knowing it's needed, is not needed. It's neither professional nor acceptable. So I think you should push back on whether or not we should have to incur that fee, because they should have just said, we can't complete your W-2s until you give us this information.
Hillary Staff.
Over.
Go ahead, Hillary.
Yeah, I kind of tried, but then they were like, well, we sent out notification that if you had any pending changes, they needed to be done by such and such a date. So, but of course, when they sent that, I didn't know that I had any changes because I didn't realize that needed to happen, and it was only when I started getting emails from the HRA people that were generic, like, just make sure you have all your tech stuff in order, I was like, maybe I should investigate this.
That wouldn't be a change. That would be an addition. So you wouldn't
right,
know
but I mean,
that
like, the point is, like, they technically gave me notice that I needed to, let them know by a certain date if something was going to be non-standard. I asked and I implied that I, you know, could I send, because I also did, I forgot to report, I also spent time in the last couple of weeks, I filed W-2s for about 6 or 7 people. I filed 1099 miscellaneous, you know, independent contractor forms on my own. Like, there's just a website you can use that I've used before for campaigns, and it costs like $4 a piece. And so I filed, I don't know, like 6 or 7 for, you know, all the contractors we had, like Justin Sagusa and the copywriter, Sean, and when Dave Doonan was a contractor, and, you know, anyone who made over $600 in the calendar year. And so I was trying to see if I could file my own, you know, W-2s with just this HRA information on them, and it didn't really seem possible, but... So live and learn. I will make sure the finance committee is aware of all this so that, I mean, I assume that I'll be doing this next year, but just in case that it gets noted. I mean, the annoying thing is that it seems like the need to check some box and put in the amount of money that was available to employees is literally a brand new thing for 2017. So I think it just caught everyone unaware.
Okay, we have 2 minutes left on this topic. Does anyone else have a question for Hillary?
Daryl Stack, it's not a question. It's a comment.
Okay, go ahead, Daryl.
I just wanted to say for the record again, Hillary, thank you for the extra, maybe not, it's really not really extra, but all the stuff you're doing to keep us in order going forward, and especially the reports and putting stuff in the Google Drive. So thank you for organizing our finances that way up on behalf of all of us.
Sprinkle that.
Thank you. There is a lot of small stuff behind the scenes, I will say.
Okay.
That's all I got.
Very good. Moving on to item B, fundraising report. Michael, you have 5 minutes.
Tama, do you have the current fundraising numbers? I was anticipating starting.
I sort of do. I only have the e-blast because that's mostly what's come in. The latest e-blast is $1,174. We recycled an old one, and Mike and I kind of tweaked it and And 1174 is not bad. They're 18 sustainers for $186 a month. Everything else is just kind of normal. I don't have anything for anything else because I've been sick and I ran that because that was the easiest thing to run over.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions? Oh, is that you, Mike?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Mike.
So other than that, and I'll see tomorrow if Starlene has any other numbers to add for Jody to put into the report. But otherwise, yeah. Starlene is continuing to work on generating a Facebook ad so that we can try to utilize the stickers which we ordered to try to bring in new email addresses. We're also trying to onboard some volunteers who can help us write emails, since at the moment we've been kind of recycling some old ones. In addition to me and Star and Tom are doing some of the writing as well. And David Dunin is working on the latest state to come in with their green voter registration is California. Of course, that is a very hefty file, and David is working very earnestly to extract all of the greens, I believe, county by county in California, so that we have that for our database. And I believe there'll be a good number of email addresses already in the voter registration file from the California Secretary of State. So hopefully all of those will result in a larger email list and therefore audience to fundraise from. Over.
Tom is back. I forgot something.
Go ahead, Tom.
We did order real actual letterhead envelopes and reply envelopes because we have about 15 people who said they're willing to hand address envelopes, and hand address envelopes get opened something like 30% more than in direct mail. And so we're going to send out some small mailings, targeted mailings. We haven't worked on who yet, but some things like, last year you gave us $100. This year, will you give us $125 or something like that? And we're going to try to figure out major donors that people can contact and send them an advance letter. So we're going to be working on some of those targeted things. Costs a little more in the long run, but it saves in the long run. You get a ton more money usually because it needs a first-class stamp. But other than that, it's just a little bit of work. Over.
Gloria Stack.
Okay, there are 2 minutes left. You have Gloria on the stack. Does anyone else wish to be on the stack? Go ahead, Gloria.
Thanks. It's only slightly related because you brought up about the letters and the letterhead. But how are we dealing with, you know, larger donors? Like, shouldn't they be called, get a personal phone call and a handwritten letter or both? Like, my state party, the co-chairs, do that kind of calling for those donors, or we usually send them notes, full note cards. So just wondering,
yes.
Something, and I'd be happy to help with that.
Thomas Sack.
Mike Sack, Thomas.
Usually after, if we get a $500 or more donor or a large sustainer, like $50 or more a month, we put that out to the steering committee list and ask somebody to call them as a steering committee member. And what we do sometimes is just ask a particular person because it might be in that state. We might know that person. Somebody might know that person because they're in a certain state. So, yes, they get a phone call for sure.
Yeah, I think I did that one a while ago. Thank you.
Yeah, and I know there's a donor in New York and in New York City that's given us several for ballot access. And so Tom called them, and I called them as a steering committee member. We did it together. That was a couple of years ago, but that was a little different. And but he doesn't give directly to ballot access anymore, but the first check he did was. So, yeah, we target it to the person that – we target the thank you call to the type of donation in the person. Over.
Daryl said.
I have Mike on the stack and Daryl on the stack. Does anyone else wish to be on the stack because there's a minute left? Hearing none, go ahead, Mike.
Sure. So one of Starlene's projects that she's working on was supposed to be for the end of January, but we've gotten a bit delayed, is to convene a call specifically about major donors, and you were someone who will be invited to that call. She's been pulling together some of the base lists and base materials, and hopefully that'll happen in the first half of February, so a small targeted group of us can talk specifically about a major donor plan. Over.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Daryl.
Hey, I was going to suggest a couple of things and ask one question. One suggestion was
I can't hear you, Daryl.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. One suggestion was that we might want to call folks that have been major donors in the last year, 2 years, whatever. Maybe they haven't given again yet, or maybe they have, just not waiting until they get to thank them to just call them, thank them again, and update them on what's going on, just again, and not even really push for another donation, just simply to say, we're just thanking you again for your support in the past, and wanted to give you an update. Any questions you have about what's going on, and any of us can answer as much of that as we can, and, you know, and that might just be a nice outreach to them. I don't think the number is massive, so it might be something that, and I'd be willing to make some of those calls. So any of these suggestions that I'm making them knowing that I have to also contribute to the resolution. The other thing that I was going to suggest was that we might consider, I know Mike and Tama, you guys are doing some great work there, so you may have already considered this, so don't take it as me stepping on your toes. But we may want to consider doing more of those of email blasts and things like that just to folks. The more often
you're breaking
they get
up again,
this, but I don't know, it may not work well. But aside from that, I think rather than having Star or the committee ask us to write a letter, sort of, and then there's sort of a time crunch sometimes with that, that maybe we all from the steering committee could write a letter now or write an appeal, even if it's a paragraph that needs to be framed into a letter later, but we could do that and you have those things like on stock already. You could also ask some committee chairs that have particular relevance and even caucuses where there may be something that's going to be important to that caucus and that we know down the road, like Women's History Month or something like that. And, you know, so that could be something that might also just give STAR and the Finance Fundraising Committee some material in advance of actually needing it, and then you can just ask the people to augment some of those things. And those are the two suggestions. The one question was for Hillary, I think, is did we hear any more from the trust yet? And maybe you guys talked about it on the last call and I missed it, but just wondering if we got any more information that we know what it's all about yet. Over.
Hillary,
Tama, respond.
Okay, was that Tamara I heard?
Yeah, I have a response.
Okay, and then Hillary was asked a question. Go ahead, Tamara.
We do some of what you said, Daryl, with some donors that have given in the past. I mean, there's a good example in Massachusetts. There's a donor that hasn't been donating recently, and so Starlene was going to call her and check in on her because she's elderly and that. I don't know what the disposition of that was. So, yeah, we do some of that already. Not with everybody, but that particular donor hasn't given in about a year. So, yeah, and we are in the process of trying to write the next direct mail appeal, and what we did was we took the one that we did in January 2016 that was really good. It was kind of just a wrap-up of the year, and there were about 10 of us that wrote it. I mean, literally, there were 10 of us that wrote it, and it was really good. And so what we could do is have the steering committee sign that appeal. We did that once, too, when I was on staff. We had everybody's signature was on an appeal. Now, you can't nitpick every word in the appeal or else it'd never get done. But anyway, that's an idea if you want. If the steering committee wants to sign the next appeal, that'd be great. Over.
Okay, we're 5 minutes over. Hillary was asked a direct question. Hillary, go ahead.
I might need to be reminded what the question was.
Daryl, you had a question for Hillary.
Yeah, there was notice about a bequest or a trust.
Oh, right.
Money from
No, I don't know anything yet. So we did get a mysterious letter that was like, hey, some person might have put the Green Party in their will. File, you know, send an official letter saying that you want information to this place, which I did. Which I want to say it's like almost 2 months ago at this point, but my sense is that these things move slowly. So what I will do is send another one just to be sure. I don't think
they
there's
are very
a phone number.
Slow.
Yeah.
They're very slow.
So we don't know. It could be $5. It could be $500 million. I have somewhere in the middle.
Hey, folks, it's Andrea.
Okay. We are 5 minutes over, but we're still ahead of schedule. Does anyone else wish to make a last comment on the fundraising report? Hearing none, we'll move on to item C of new business, liaison reports. And there's 5 minutes apiece because Darlene's not here. And we'll start off with Gloria and the Accreditation Committee.
Sure. So the Accreditation Committee did recently, they had co-chair elections. Holly and Tama were elected, re-elected, actually. And I would say that a lot of discussion that was happening during that election and around that ended up being really good suggestions about how to structure the committee and putting subcommittees together and important things to work on, particularly, you know, kind of some gaps and some confusions we found in bylaws. And so, you know, I think that's starting. I need to circle back to them. And then they have some there's unfinished business that really has to be tied up. I'm hoping that I could maybe we'll have a call. They don't have a call often, or rather than actually just trying to have conversation on the listserv. There's some new members. And I think a phone call would be a nice way for people to connect more so than just on the listserv. So I'm going to suggest that. I know Tom is on this call, but anyway, she doesn't have to say anything at the moment, but I'll, you know, be touching base with the committee on list, because I am a temporary interim liaison. Andrea had been the liaison for that committee and just, you know, taking care of some unfinished business. We have to kind of move back to the original assignment
pass. Okay, does anyone have any questions for Gloria regarding the Accreditation Committee report? Hearing none, we're going to skip the annual national meeting because Darlene is not with us and go to a ballot access committee. Chris.
Yeah, ballot access committee is it's kind of a lull in actual petitioning, but there's a couple that wasn't already going. You know, I know here in Illinois we're waiting until the weather breaks a little, but there's been a lot of work on fundraising and strategizing around fundraising, and then we're working on having an auction as a fundraiser. Over.
Does anyone have any questions for Chris regarding the ballot access committee report?
Jody Stack.
Go ahead, Jody.
We are planning to have a silent auction at the A&M and also be selling some things on eBay and or Etsy. Over.
Chris, check.
Go ahead, Chris.
I thought of something else just because it's within my state. But Illinois is presently kind of going through the process of getting a Supreme Court appeal looking at Illinois' ballot access laws based on an appeal that just got sent back. So we're working on that front to have that into the Supreme Court on time. Over.
The stack is currently empty. Does anybody have any questions or comments for Chris regarding the Ballot Access Committee report? Hearing none, we'll move on to the Dispute Resolution Committee. Daryl.
Okay. The committee is meeting pretty regularly. We meet every third Wednesday. And we have had several requests come in over the last few months and sometime the last part of the, from the middle to the last part of last year. Some of those have been, are still pending. Others have not been able to be resolved with either the parties were not able to come to an agreement to participate or couldn't come to agreement on what they would be participating about. We do have a couple more that we're still working on. We're trying to get all of those resolved as quickly as possible. One thing that keeps coming up that is a sticking point, we're getting more and more requests, I get emails about this. I don't want to overload it. But it is coming up often that we're getting people who are having issues with their state wanting to have someone from outside of the state, like the national, helping to mediate or deal with the issue that's happening. And that's coming up more and more. And so I think something that we might want to look at is what kind of structure is possible to change or to add to how we do business to be able to offer that kind of assistance to folks at their state or in their state, and some sort of agreement since we're all in other states independent, just something to keep on our radar and think about. But the committee is aware that we keep getting those kinds of requests, and the only thing we can do about it is invite folks to participate and offer to be a support if they want to, but there's really nothing that's there. The other issue that keeps coming up is that because of the nature of how the DRC is written, it has no, there's no back end to what happens if there's a dispute or if there's an issue. So there's no way to enforce anything, and there's no way to, we don't make other than saying that there were some things, like I'm telling you now, some are resolved, some were not resolved. We don't make public statements about what those issues were, not directly. So, like I'm telling you, people are asking about helping with their state issues, but I can say that, but we don't talk about what the specifics are in any of those cases because it stays confidential, and we ask the participants to keep it confidential, but if they don't, then it's not, right? But so there is a concern for some people of, well, what if we prove that there was something that happened and we do a dispute resolution and it doesn't get anywhere, it doesn't resolve anything, what happens to the situation? So, somebody steals somebody's money at the A&M off the table and they figure out who it was and they want to do a dispute about it, and the person, it might even be found that it was true, but there's nothing we can do to make them give it back or resolve it in a way that the other person wanted to be resolved. So those are just things. That's a really gross example of it. But so that's the kind of stuff that is going on right now that at least we have to think about, and that's stuff for us to really pay attention to. Over.
Okay. Does anyone have any questions or comments for Daryl regarding the Dispute Resolution Committee report?
Andrea Stack.
Andrea's on the stack. Does anyone else wish to be on the stack? Go ahead, Andrea.
What do you see as the actual scope of the Dispute Resolution Committee, though? Over.
Daryl?
I'm not sure that I understand what you're asking me. I mean, the scope of our work is listed in the committee thing, so can you be more specific about what you're asking me personally?
Well, I'm trying to pull up the committee information on this incredibly slow GPUS.org site while you were talking. I'm trying to stall here a little bit. So I think it's time maybe through Adrian's office or something like that Okay, you're charged with providing mediation services for intra-party disputes.
Uh-huh.
And that's basically what it says. That's all it says. And so it just seems like the scope is really, really wide, and maybe it ought to be reevaluated. Over.
Yeah, I actually think it's pretty kind of narrow, but I see your point about why it's wide. So in one way it's narrow, another way it's pretty wide, because it's just any inter-party dispute, you're just open to it, right? And in other ways, we only do inter-party disputes, right, as opposed to interpersonal issues that somebody may be having. So it, although we've done interpersonal things, so it's kind of a, I think it all needs to be relooked at and figured out what does the party need now, 20, 30 some odd years later, since this committee was maybe originally formed, and does the process that was created actually work for the party now? Because it may have worked then, but it may not be the best process going forward. So I think it does need to be reviewed, particularly because we got a lot of people now. And it's naturally individual people who may have an issue with something. So, like, with the Green Party, I'll call the national office if I have a problem with something, and it may not be anything that we can deal with, even if we try. So I can feel the frustration of lots of people who feel like they need somewhere to go, and they have nowhere to go. Some states have been adding a dispute resolution process to their processes now, I've heard. But I don't think all of them have it yet. But I think you're right. We need to look at it. And Adrian might be a great way to help figure out what concerns are out there that people have that might need to, how they might roll into something like this as we go forward.
Andre is back.
Andre is on the stack. Does anyone else wish to be on the stack? Go ahead, Andrea.
Thanks. I just left a meeting with the New Jersey Executive Committee, right? And they just came back. They just had this huge issue. Long story short, there was like some very studied agitation and, some disruption that was, and this sort of thing happens all the time, and I'm looking a little bit even deeper into the dispute resolution, stuff on the website, and there is an important criterion here that I don't think really gets called out, and that is the resolution of disputes and disagreements between individuals and groups involved in conducting the business of the party, right? And so I think one of the value adds, that we should start thinking about with regard to how we deal with our state party partners is providing some sort of training or some sort of, and so Adrian has this state party collaborative where they're, kind of cross-pollinating ideas and supporting each other in projects as much as they can and that sort of thing like that. This might be something that he absolutely could take on, because one of the skill sets that our people do not have is conflict resolution. And so the dispute resolution committee, the scope of it could be, tightened even closer.
Glorious day.
As long as there's some sort of resource, there's some sort of training, and so I think we really need to do this, because there are folks causing disruptions in our state parties, in our local parties, and even in our committees here in the national, and we have people who don't know what the hell to do about it. So just putting that on the table. Over.
I'm letting this topic run long because we have time. I currently have Gloria on the stack. Does anyone else wish to be on the stack?
Direct response. This is Daryl.
Okay, Daryl, you'll go first, and then Gloria. Go ahead, Daryl.
Yeah, Andre, I think some great points. I'll give you a call later this week and get some of your ideas, and then follow up with Adrian from this conversation. The Dispute Resolution Committee has talked about a couple of things. One is doing some sort of training like you're talking about, or at least offering something else. We've also looked at what other ways we can do it. And one conversation we had was whether or not we would ask in the budget, which we didn't because we knew that I knew we wasn't going to hit it, but asking in the budget if we could identify out an outside source that if it's something that's so divisive and so challenging that we can't actually handle it ourselves, we could refer it to an entity that we would contract with, but also we could refer other people to them and they can handle it on their own if they wanted to or state. And the last piece is that I've been working with the DRC, Andrea, on your suggestion from the summer on the Truth and Reconciliation. There was a committee of folks working on it, and I don't know where it's gotten stalled along the way, and nobody's really responding to inquiries. So we're talking in the DRC about figuring out what something like that would look like and how we can institute something like that and get that going, because it was a good idea that you threw out this summer. And I didn't want to let it go without actually getting an honest attempt to create something or at least have a conversation about it. So I'll follow up with you on that, too, later. But I just want you to know, just in response to what you said, those are some things that I think we can do and follow up on. Over.
I have Gloria on the stack. Does anyone else wish to be on the stack? Go ahead, Gloria.
Okay, thanks. I think some of the points that are coming up and things are really important. So I'm going to this was a short committee report, but since I think things went a little on a curve, I'm going to raise some concerns of what's being said here and how it's being said and processed. Well, I want to start by saying I definitely think looking at a scope of a committee that's – any committee has been in existence for many, many years is really important. So, most of it is around the fact that this is a longer discussion. This is a discussion that should happen with the entire steering committee and is really what strategic planning is all about. That's going to come up. We haven't gotten too far about when that's going to happen, sadly. But I feel like this is not really the appropriate discussion to have now. This is not the first time that Andrea has presented her services, reported back about her services for state parties. No, I don't know any. Nothing's come to the steering committee. I still have asked before in the past when this came up with another state, what is the process for steering committees or steering committee members or individual steering committees to start participating in certain things that are happening in states outside of any particular committee process, whether we know the scope of the committee or not. And then to kind of further that, Daryl, who, is the liaison for the committee, thinking there's some good ideas there and saying, well, hey, we'll talk offline about this. I mean, to me, this is the essence of what the steering committee is supposed to be planning for and working on as a team in a strategic way. And I don't know if obviously, this time on the agenda is over. It's not even the appropriate topic. But I need to voice my concerns and ask my, fellow steering committee members to take a step back and think about this seems a little off in terms of process and that we should deal with it in a different way.
Yeah, direct response.
Okay. Daryl is going to do a direct response. Does anyone else wish to be on the stack? Otherwise, I'm going to close it after Daryl.
David, this is Tama. I could, if y'all want, report on my site visit to Utah. You might be excited. Over.
Okay, it's not on the agenda, but I think we can squeeze it in later.
It's an A&M thing, and since Darlene isn't here.
Oh, okay. Then we'll do that. We'll get to that then. I'm sorry. If I'd known that, I would have had you. So Daryl will be the last person on this topic. Then we'll switch to the A&M. Where Tama will speak. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, thanks, Gloria, for your comments as well. When I said talking to Andrea offline, just to clarify, I wanted to hear more about what her thoughts and concerns were so I could take those things to the committee, not that we're going to make decisions between the two of us offline. But I didn't want to take more time on this call to really dig into some of the thoughts that Andrea was presenting, which I felt were valid and should be heard, and then I can take them to the committee. So, anything the committee is going to do around any changes eventually comes back here for further discussion anyway. So I agree, we can do things in the strategic planning session, But some of this week, I'm going to just take to the committee and follow up. And so following up with Adrian also would allow me to get some insight into him and his scope and what he can do and then take that to the committee. So it was going to be a process. I didn't say all that, but we were not circumventing the opportunity for this body to participate in the discussion about the shaping and formation of work from the committee.
Thank you.
Over.
Okay. Sala, if you'd like to report for the annual National Meeting Committee and your trip to Utah,
yeah.
Go ahead.
This is going to be a great location. Everything is right in the same area. All the workshops, with the exception of a couple of them, can be in the same building. The same building as the dining hall. The residence halls are about two blocks from the dining hall and the main building. There are a couple of workshops that might need to be at the conference center, but it's like a block walk, easy walk, and it's going to be a lot less expensive than last year. They do, in the one building, they do all the AV for you. You don't have, there's none you have to pay for unless you need technical help during the day, you know, like in at $60 an hour or something like that, or $30 an hour, minimum 2 hours. So that's really good. The AV costs for the other building are a flat fee each day, so you don't get stuck with, like we did in the past at NJP. So the meals are going to be reasonable. They're going to allow us to purchase meal tickets for $9 a piece, but let people pay cash for their meals if they want. And the meal ticket for $9 a piece will be a discount for lunch and dinner. So that's really good. And you don't have to tell them which meals they're for. There's no sorting meal tickets or anything. All the rooms are the same. Everybody would have a single room and share with no more than one other person a bathroom. Some of their rooms are like four bedrooms to a suite, but there are two bathrooms in that suite. Some of them are just two bedrooms. It's just different in the different dorms, and they're not sure which one we can get yet. The only downside to the residence halls is that they are gender-specific because they have kids groups there, and they have to do that by, I think, by state law. So they can't have, like, the cheerleaders in a building with guys. So even couples will have to split up. But there's a hotel on campus. It's very nice. They put me up for 2 days, and it was really nice. So not cheap, but it's actually not bad if you share it with people. It was $125 a night, I think. I haven't gotten the actual cost yet for the hotel because they're working on a package, you know, a block of rooms that are a little discounted. It's going to be, I think it's going to be a really good site. The locals are really excited. There were three of us that did the site visit, two locals and me. And then we had someone in a wheelchair also do the site visit. The only thing we're looking for is a place for the fundraiser, and they have some ideas. We just didn't get to everything. We cannot have the fundraiser on campus if we want alcohol. So, and we want a fundraiser with alcohol so people will write big checks. They seem so easy to work with, and it's just going to be a really good site. Over.
Does anyone have any questions for Tyler?
Daryl said.
Go ahead, Daryl.
Sorry, I was on mute. Tama, this is just for everybody, really, in regard to A&M. I did have a discussion with some of the staff on our call this past week, and I want to make sure that we get on the agenda wherever it needs to go, an opportunity for them to talk with our party about their work and how they can interface with them better. We started that process last year, but based on timing and people not being with us to be on time or whatever, that session got cut really, really short. I think we were late that morning starting or whatever. But we really want to make sure we have that and that it's not at the beginning of it. We can put it where it has the least opportunity for there to be a problem with actually having it happen. But I think that they were short. In my opinion, they were short-changed last year from their whole presentation of being able to really engage the party and how our staff can be more helpful. And also, in this case, as Michael would say often, how do we enlist more volunteers to help do the work that they need to do, except that we entice them with what the work is and how they can engage better. So I just want to put that out there, that we keep that in our mind for the agenda. Over.
I have a direct Mike response, if you want.
Go ahead, Thomas.
Come on.
That is up to the steering committee. Y'all have all day Saturday and all day Sunday to do whatever you want on your agenda. So Darlene and I have talked about a couple of things briefly, but that's up to you guys once an agenda is presented. You guys will have to deal with that timing. So, and there's room for breakout in the afternoon like last year. There are also a couple of rooms that we have to rent by the day in the conference center. They don't do by the hour like the other parts that we have. So there'll be a couple of rooms where people can have caucus meetings or something at night. Over.
Does anyone else wish to speak? We are actually out of time.
Mike Stack.
Go ahead, Mike.
A quick suggestion regarding the downside of sex or gender-specific dorms that the A&M committee for any trans individuals that apply for a waiver, potentially the group that does those waivers can look at providing a bit more assistance to those persons if they're not comfortable with those arrangements, and perhaps, you know, some of those people can group together and be providing a little more funding for a hotel room or something like that. So as a way to mediate that downside.
Direct response. Direct response.
Go ahead.
They said they typically will place transgender folks in the gender that they wish,
awesome.
In the dorm that they at the dorm that they wish. There are. And she doesn't have them available right now, but she may have a couple of apartments available and for that are more cost, but not as much as a hotel, that can be used for couples that if we have something that is really abnormal, or when I say abnormal, I just mean something that's different from male-female, and so, but she can't hold those. She can only offer them to us if they're available by the time we get there. But yes, they said they typically place in the dorms that they, in the residence hall. They have plenty of, she said they have a number of people. Over.
Okay, we're moving on to Section 4, voting queue. The first item in the queue is the 2018 annual budget. Gloria, you have 2 minutes as the floor manager.
Jody Stack.
Go ahead, Jody.
Generally, I just review this rather than have the floor managers do it. These items are both in the queue, and I don't know, you know, they're progressing according to the schedule, so I don't think there's any discussion we need to have about them unless someone feels there is. Over.
Mike Stack.
Go ahead, Mike.
Not on these two items, and my apologies, I'm not looking at the agenda if this is on here for voting queue, and my apologies that I didn't think of this at the beginning of the call. But are there any updates on CCC election process entering the queue? Over.
Jody Stack.
Go ahead, Jody.
I had sent something to the CCC about being sure that the list I had was accurate. And also, and there were two more names to be added, and also we need to verify that they've all been vetted and that they all have their bios, which have links. We could, if we wanted to, go ahead and put that on the agenda for now, and then get it in a week, if that is, because we know it's coming, it's pretty well formatted. It just needs to get all those details about all the candidates ready for sure.
Hillary Stack.
Anything else on the voting queue?
Hillary wants to be on the stack. She's a co-chair of the CCC.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, Hillary. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just it wasn't clear to me, Jody, what else you needed, because you basically were just asking, is this the list and have people been vetted? And both Jason and I responded, and then I didn't hear anything back. So, you know,
so what you're saying
is information that you need, let me know, and I can fill in the blanks.
Okay. We just need to be sure and check to see that every one of those candidates has been vetted by their state or caucus, and that each one of them has a bio and that there's a link to it. So I will talk to you about that probably tomorrow. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So then I'm gathering that we will get this on the list and get it started in the process. Is that agreed? Anyone who isn't agreed? Okay. All right.
Okay. We're up to Section 5, Old Business, Item A, Pending Agenda Items. Quick reports. We have 10 minutes for this whole topic, and I think there are 5 items.
Jody Stack.
Go ahead, Hillary.
That 10 minutes should be out of there, and 20 minutes for the whole thing with no 10 minutes after. Oh, where'd that C come from? Okay, well, a little administrative. Okay, we'll take the C out and just say review pending agenda items. Very brief updates is available. We have 20 minutes. There's 5 items. Some of them will not need review, so we'll just take the ones that do. Okay? Sorry for the confusion.
Oh, well, that's why my agenda is 10 minutes shorter than yours.
Yes.
Okay. Staff computer purchase protocol. Hillary.
I think we're still waiting for volunteers to take the notes from probably 7 calls ago and actually write up a policy. So apologies that this still isn't done. I will make sure it gets done soon.
Andrea Speck.
Go ahead, Andrea.
You mean someone in FinCom is writing it up?
Yes.
Okay. Do we know what the gist of it is?
Let me pull up notes from the meeting. I mean, it's nothing bizarre and crazy. Hold on.
I might be able to do it, Hillary.
Yep.
You want me to go on?
Yeah, go for it, Joe.
Yeah, so basically there is a conversation about how long a staff person is on and how long old the equipment is and whether they're able to purchase it if they were to leave the office, you know, like if, for instance, the web person situation, and so whether or not they'd be able to purchase it on leaving, they were using their own before and now they're using ours, so just that whole process. So it's really just about whether or not it's going to be allowed or not. If it is allowed, what are the requirements and what's the sort of depreciation of a equipment that would allow it to be transferred to a transfer ownership by purchase, basically. That's generally what it is. There's a little more nuance to it, but that's in general what it is. Over.
Does anyone else have a comment on the this item? Hearing none, we're moving on to the Strategic Planning Virtual Retreat. Daryl.
Okay.
Oh, and Gloria. I'm sorry.
Gloria said.
So I go ahead, Gloria.
Go ahead, Gloria.
Well, I mean, Daryl, if you have more information, then, you know, go right ahead. I've raised this on our list, and people kind of kept pushing back and saying, well, maybe not till March. So I think if we just need to make that date soon,
I'm sure people's lives fill up on the weekend. I mean, I imagine it's either going to be, you know, one long weekend, one day, or like maybe chunks on a Saturday and a Sunday is what I thought we were talking about, if we're still talking about only a virtual retreat path.
Yeah, Daryl Stack.
Mike, go ahead, Daryl.
Yeah, I think that it was really George was working on it, and Gloria had another piece, but since George is gone, I'm happy to step in and pick it up with Gloria, and we can talk offline, come up with some ideas, and put them back out to you guys by electronically so we can make a decision. And maybe we can do that, make a decision within a week as to what dates might be good coming forward in the future, in the next month.
Gloria Stack.
Okay, I have
over.
Mike and Gloria on the stack. Does anyone else wish to be on the stack?
Jody Stack.
Go ahead, Mike. Oh, gotcha, Jody.
Sure.
Go ahead, Mike.
I think Mike too, right? Yeah. The dates of late March are good for me. I'm on the stack, however, just to re-raise the point that I brought on the list, which is I'm excited for this retreat, but I will be more excited about it if we have some kind of preliminary work which will make this retreat more productive. So I'm happy to be a part of thinking through or creating those preliminary materials if that is helpful or so desired. Over.
Andrea, sorry.
Okay, so I have Gloria, Jody, Hillary, Daryl, and Andrea on the stack.
It's similar.
Did anyone
to Mike,
else wish to?
There was, for me, it was just important to get the dates because then they're in the calendar for people. But it is true that I guess George was going to be working on kind of content or format, but I don't think that really went anywhere. He certainly and I didn't talk about it. It was really starting with him, and I was kind of just pushing to, like, what's the date and how we're going to kind of technically do this. So I still feel strongly we should get the date, but I think as a collective we have to work on the preliminary work. Mike already put something together, at least for us to be working on now and probably a little bit down the road. And I'm open to whatever process. If a group of us are going to do, a smaller group are going to put something together and then put it out for discussion, if we want to do it on list, but we're not very good about going into kind of deep, you know, planning on our list. That's another issue. So I'm open to any one of those, but I just would like the dates to be set as well as how we're going about planning and prepping for this so that when we come together, a lot of background work is passed.
Okay, I have Jody, Hillary, Daryl, and Andrea on the stack. Does anyone else wish to be on the stack? Go ahead, Jody.
I don't recall seeing any objection to March 24th and 25th. So I'm hoping we can get some sense from the group and maybe decide that's it. Over.
Okay, I have Hillary, Daryl, and Andrea on the stack. Does anyone else wish to be on the stack? Go ahead, Hillary.
Yeah, I was just going to say that I've been holding March 24th and 25th on my calendar since that seemed to be the last, you know, what was raised recently, and no one seemed to say that they couldn't do it. So that still works for me. I guess I echo a lot of the comments about doing preliminary work beforehand, and I will say as the person who guest facilitated the last retreat, I'm happy to dig up agendas and whatever I did last year, if that's useful or not. Maybe we want to go in a totally different direction, that's fine too. I do want to raise I don't know that I have a strong opinion about. I mean, it seems to me that we should have staff as part of this retreat, and we did last year. Just know that this might be in the midst or soon after. Hopefully after, perhaps major changes to people's schedules and responsibilities. vis-a-vis union negotiations. So just keep that in mind. Over.
Over. I have Daryl and Andrea on the stack. Does anyone else wish to be on the stack?
Gloria's stack.
Go ahead, Daryl. Got you,
Gloria. I can wait for Andrea because she hasn't spoken on this issue yet, and I'll come later.
Okay, I have Andrea, Gloria, and someone else spoke. Was it Mike?
Yes.
Thank you. Go ahead, Andrea.
Thanks. I'm sorry to be that person, but are we just going to schedule this and then expect for the new person to just be able to latch on? Or I'm for just setting the date. I think March 24th, 25th is great. I don't have a gig that weekend. No problem. Can we just set the date while we're here? Over.
Twinkle.
Okay. I have Daryl, Gloria, and Mike. Go ahead, Daryl.
As far as I know, I don't have a conflict with that date, but I'm driving, so I can't look and see. So I think we're fine. I think Mike's offer to be a part of that discussion and maybe with Gloria and Hillary's old agenda would be great. I'm happy to help sort of pull the process together with Gloria and anyone else. My thought is looking at the party strategic plan that we have, as well as things that are in the list that staff put some stuff out to us, and Mike and Gloria took that and regurgitated back to us with some ideas. And so I think if we can sort of combine those things and compartmentalize blocks of time, that might be helpful so we can be really clear about what we're talking about, because being on the phone for 8 hours nonstop, 2 days, is not probably going to be feasible. So just if we can have lots of time and know when we're going to do and what section we're working on, that might be helpful. So that's what I'd like to be able to help pull together. If we're settling on the date, that's fine. And so that you can have the agenda back at least the top of the month before we actually have it, if not sooner, so that you can work on all the pieces that anyone might want to do beforehand, but probably sooner than that anyway. But that's my thought, but I'll do whatever you guys need and want and however we decide to do it together. Over.
Okay, I have Gloria and then Mike on the stack. Go ahead, Gloria.
But I was just going to say not everybody responded online to the 24th and 25th. It sounds like if everybody can just say yes, but I'm kind of just echoing what Andrea asked. And maybe there's someone here that can't do that. That's what I'm just trying to understand.
I'm not sure yet, so I don't think I have a conflict.
Got it.
No, I don't have a major conflict. I have a minor one for a little while at some point on the 24th, but that's only for a short period of time.
It's a date.
It's for Sunday, of course.
Mike, you're on the stack.
I'm gonna withdraw. Over.
Okay. Well, we'll move on to the next item. Election database phases 2 and 3. Hillary.
Off mute. I did email Kendra and Mike and said, hey, how's it going? What are the updates? And they wrote back, and Mike wrote back and was, okay, here she says, we're not quite done. I'm wrangling down a few tricky features that are refusing to behave. Then we'll do a final round of testing to make sure we haven't missed anything and send back to David to launch on the live server. So that was about 2 weeks ago, January 15th. So I will touch base again.
Daryl stack.
I have Daryl on the stack. Does anyone else wish to be on the stack? Go ahead, Daryl.
Yeah, that sounds fine generally speaking, but I'd like to have them make sure that we get it in a way that some of us can look at it, play around with it, see what we're getting to make sure there's nothing else before it goes live. And I don't want to test it live with the full party. We need to get it and be able to get into it and make sure it's what we wanted and what they promised to deliver as well. Over.
Sure.
Does anyone else wish to be on the stack? Okay, moving on to the voting software. Chris.
Yeah, you actually emailed tonight. It seems like New York is interested in using the software and possibly working on changes to it. And we've kind of talked, I know I've brought it up before in the youth caucus as well, but it just brings up a conversation which we've had before with at least the old steering committee about the possibility of licensing this out, because technically the Green Party holds the license to this open source. So whether you wanted to know, basically, and it was just a half hour before this call, yesterday evening. So Hillary asked for clarification about licensing, but we haven't heard anything back with that. That just came up this weekend. Over.
The stack is empty. Does someone want to be on the stack?
And Chris, stack, sorry, here. I forgot. I think we should, if we do license it, we should coordinate with people. New York wants to take the new architecture that's been being worked on and looking at things like making it work on mobile better. And so if New York were to pay for that to happen separately, I would hope that we would have a kind of reciprocal sharing of these features, especially if we're paying the same person to do different work and maybe even coordinating that work. Over.
Does anyone want to be on the stack? Hearing none. The ETC final report, and it says committee.
We don't have it.
I know you don't have it. I think Holly's been working on it.
Andrea's back.
Go ahead, Andrea.
May I ask why? What's going on? Over.
Well, what's going on is when Holly or I send out an email, we get no response from it. We did finally, a couple of weeks ago, get a response back from Frank Young, and he says he's been ill and hasn't been able to work on it. And he sent us a bunch of templates, and I believe Holly is starting to work on writing up the final report. Over.
Andrea's back.
Go ahead, Andrea.
So do we have the data at least? Is there a summary that we could put on the agenda or on the minutes?
What we have, the final report is basically going to be a compilation of the first and second half of the report with some other information about problems that we found. We do have the data. It's just a question of getting it all written up, as I understand it. Over. Hillary?
Yeah, I would just I had the same problem with the annual meeting report. It just was never really a priority. So I think just giving yourself a deadline, even if it's made up, just to get it done would be useful. We need it by February 15th, period.
I keep telling them we need it by
something
the next...
Something like that.
I keep telling them we need it by the next steering committee telecon. But on February 15th, okay. I would certainly like to send that out to the people. Go ahead, Mike.
I mean, I guess what I would like to say is, I mean, y'all can set your own deadlines within the ETC, but we at the steering committee, perhaps, we don't allow the special election of a new steering committee member enter the queue after the nomination period until we see an ETC report from the previous election, lest there be serious concerns that we need to address an NC member, want to talk about and whatnot before we have a new election, that at least the report hit the SC and the NC before the two-week discussion and the one-week voting period enters the voting queue, is what I would say. Over.
So, yeah, actually, I like that. Was that Daryl?
Yep.
And Andrea.
Okay, Daryl, then Andrea.
Yeah, and I just wanted to note that although I'm not the liaison for ETC, I did send an email in to folks probably a month and a half ago asking for an update and then trying to push for it because I knew that we needed it. And at that time, we were at about 6 months or going to be soon 6 months from the last election and still not have it. And I actually didn't get a response back from anyone, which was a little troubling. I hear you and know that it's difficult to get folks to respond in committee if they're not responding, but at some point, whatever the data is, it is what it is. And the interpretation of the data is going to be subject to the interpreter, but at least the data that's out there can be given. These are the facts. This is what happened. And there is no interpretation of it. These are just the facts. There's no further report beyond the facts. And then the steering committee or the committee could say we're going to take up these issues from these facts. But at least something. Is this just way too long to go, given all the different sets of challenges that resulted from that experience? So I think it feels like someone needs to say to the committee members, this is a much bigger issue than they might feel it is. But I'm surprised that we haven't had a lot of people complaining about it on the NC of not having it yet, and calling the committee chairs out before that. Over.
Okay, Daryl, I hear what you're saying. I don't remember seeing an email from you. The people on the committee are actually Frank Young, Charles Cherus, myself, Violet Rose, and Katia. And Holly's only there.
I don't think it went to everyone because I couldn't remember who all the people were when I was writing the email, but I sent it to the few that I could pull up in my email. I didn't have Violet Rose's email, so you may or may not have been on that list, but I sent it to, I know Holly would have gotten it, and Frank.
Okay. Andrea, you're on the stack.
Yeah, I guess if it was, oh my God, somebody got elected, or I'll just be crass. If it was, oh my God, somebody got reelected that we didn't want to get reelected, we would have known by now. So,
I can at least tell you that there were no real problems.
Right. So, but for the purposes of transparency, there were questions that were raised about this election. I personally don't feel like my seat is in jeopardy because of data that's not being released. I mean, I think we kind of know what the situation is, but the reality is that the reason why people aren't asking is because it's been taking too dang long. Who is the liaison on this committee? Anybody?
We don't have one.
We don't have one. Okay. This has to be entered into the record. I mean, it's necessary for governance purposes that we have things in the record. This was kind of a bumpy election. There were accusations that, there were issues of the election or the website not being available and things like this. And so for the record, we need to have this. Could we, colleagues, assign an interim liaison to this committee so that we can get this thing shepherded through? At the very least, we need to have some sort of, we already know what the issues were. These were already documented. We already know what the open questions were. Can we at least just get a report put out that addresses those open issues? Over.
Chico. I'm happy to do it since I was trying to communicate with them anyway, just to get this report out. I don't have a problem with that.
Okay, Andrea Stack.
And Jody Stack.
Go ahead, Andrea.
Okay, my proposal is that we appoint a temporary interim liaison to the ETC so that we can get some sort of report and put this to bed. And we can take quick nominations of who that needs to be. But my proposal is that we enact that now. Over.
Okay, I have Jody on the stack, and we have a proposal from Andrea to consider. Go ahead, Jody.
I think it's also important to just realize that some of the issues from the election had to do with data and some didn't, and that the ETC is concerned with the data part. Over.
Okay, Andrea has a proposal on this currently pending before the committee. Are there any concerns? Hearing none, are there any nominations? I know Daryl has nominated himself.
I would nominate myself, but I was one of those people in this highly contested election, so I think that would be a conflict of interest. Over.
Does anyone else wish to self-nominate to be the liaison to the ETC? With Daryl as the only nominee, do I hear any concerns of having him serve as the liaison to the ETC? Hearing none, the proposal is passed by consensus.
Andrea's back.
Go ahead, Andrea.
Can we please also get consensus around the deadline? I would suggest our next meeting. Good God. Our next meeting is what, the 11th of February?
Yeah.
Okay. Could we please have a deadline of the report by the 4th of February?
By the 4th
Over.
Of February?
Okay. Jody Stack?
Go ahead, Jody.
The 4th of February is very few days away. It would seem that if we had the report by the meeting on the 11th, that could suffice. Over.
I heard Daryl speak. Go ahead, Daryl.
Yeah, I would just suggest let me talk to the co-chairs and find out where they are in their process and report back to you as soon as possible what that looks like. But my plan would be to have it for you, at least have a preliminary report that I can give to you on the next meeting with the final paper version coming out shortly thereafter. So I just don't know where they are with what they've collected. To try to come to do it in a week might not work. And they're all volunteers. And it's
Andrea Stack.
But anyway.
Go ahead, Andrea.
I actually would like to have some time ahead to be able to read it. And if we get it like 5 minutes before the meeting, I don't think that's going to be fair. So, I mean, they have the data. You know, they're talking about templates. So they're ready to put the data into some written format. So, boy, if we could get it that previous Friday, that would be great. But, yeah, I don't want
to press that. That sounds reasonable.
Okay. I mean, I don't want to really, you know. And then the sidebar on this is that we need to figure out what's going on with the chairs in that committee. Over.
Yeah.
Jody Stack.
Go ahead, Jody.
Let's ask for something on the 7th of February, which is the Wednesday before the call, or we could even make it the 8th. If we made it the 8th, that would still give us some days and give the, you know, give a little more time. Can the minutes say, Daryl self-nominated and consensus to accept him as liaison and a deadline of at least a preliminary report for the by 8 February for the 11 February call.
I love it.
Is there a consensus? Are there any concerns? Hearing none, the deadline for the final ETC report will be for February 8th.
Jody Stack?
Active preliminary.
A preliminary report.
Well, we've already seen the first and second part, so I can't see why we can't have the third part finished by then.
I think I'm saying preliminary just because we haven't seen it and people want to review it and see if they have questions. So that's
understood.
The reason for that. So we should call the draft final.
It says at least a preliminary report.
Okay.
Or we could call it a draft final if you want.
Sounds more, sounds better. At least make the people feel like there's some progress from the previous.
Okay, a draft final report. Okay, draft final report. Okay, got it.
Got it. Is anyone else like to be on the sec for this subject? And I'm sorry that I let this run over time. Hearing none, this ends the open portion of the steering committee meeting. The committee will now enter executive session. The time plan for that is 30 minutes. Will all observers please leave? And I, too, will leave. Thank you all for having me as your facilitator. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Thank you. I will now stop.
Great
the
job. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.